Well, I'd like to formally welcome you. There's no members of the gallery, but in all press. But my name is Rose Hodge. I'm the Mayor of the Surf Coast Shire Council, and I'd firstly like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where we meet today and pay respects to their elders past and present, and also acknowledge the citizens of the Surf Coast Shire. I won't worry about the hearing loop or the reasons. Remember, speaking times, councillors. But also, I would like to ask Councillor Smith if she'd like to do the pledge.
Right.
So all councillors stand.
Thank you. As councillors, we carry out our responsibilities with diligence and integrity and make fair decisions of lasting value for the wellbeing of our community and environment.
Thank you. No apologies for this meeting. Any conflicts of interest, councillors? No. We've talked about the speaking times, and just before we move into the one agenda item, I'd like to welcome our new councillor, James McIntyre. Welcome and congratulations on your swearing in today. So, councillors, I'll now move into the governance and infrastructure. The purpose of this report is to provide council with an opportunity to make a submission to the Department of Environmental, Land, Water and Planning and following release of the local government reform proposal paper. Do I have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Smith. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor McKittrick. Councillor Smith.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It feels a bit odd to actually get up and talk about something that there's no one here to listen to. But I think this meeting has had to have been called due to the tight timeframes, and I think it's really important that we actually put some information back. In particular, I think the issues that are surrounding the electoral structure in relation to the ward structure that we provided information back on a previous occasion, and to actually see it come back through in the single ward, single member wards, where we know that there's been issues before, in particular around the City of Greater Geelong. I think it's really important that they actually think about the differing structures of the 79 councils, and one size doesn't fit all. I do note the council supporting the reforms around training. It is important, and at times there are issues around all of us can actually learn from some training, and so I think that's particularly important that that is emphasised. Donation reforms, I mean, I'm not sure that that's ever been an issue down here, but I think it's probably into other areas. And the other one that I'll just make mention of, that I think given our non-residential population, that whole issue about who's voting and whether they know that they got to vote is important. And if you are seriously enough engaged in community, and I hope many of our non-resident people are, then registering to vote, I think, is a step in the right direction for them, and hopefully lots of them will. And I think that also goes for some business and renters. I think this is a pretty good summary of our stance and really what actually will work for us and what won't work for us. And I hope that those issues that we feel won't work for us are actually taken on board.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Councillor McKittrick.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I used to think it's a significant reform bill in regards to local government and the future of how local government will be seen by communities. Particularly in regards to accountability, I see that state government are very concerned about accountability by local government, education of councillors to ensure that they've got the skills that are required, both pre and post election, so people are aware of what the significant issues are and the time frames around what's involved in being a councillor. Code of conduct, I think really need to have a look at the code of conduct and the whole process around ensuring accountability of councillors, the leadership role of a mayor and the leadership role of councillors, and that's particularly what I'm seeing here with this. It's a submission. Obviously, there's going to be another significant number of other submissions, not just by councils, but by community. And I think it's very imperative that this council apply with submission. I know there's some issues around timeframes. MAV are looking at a further extension of that, which you know, I don't think there's a reason why that shouldn't be undertaken, to allow everyone to apply and provide some input. But where we've put ours in with the timeframe, we have this special meeting to ensure it's done, so we're ensuring we're putting things forward for our community in regards to a council that's good in relation to leadership and accountability.
Thank you, Councillor McKittrick. Did anyone else like to speak on this? Councillor Smith, would you like to? Oh, I'm sorry. Councillor Wellington.
Thanks very much, Madam Mayor. Look, I'm not supporting the submission. I'd just like to explain. Well, I would like to say, even though there's no one in the gallery, we are, you know, the meeting has been recorded, and that's actually a really important thing for people to be able to hear why we, you know, support this submission, or why we vote on various items and the, you know, the reasons underpinning it. So I actually think that that's a really good thing that people can listen in afterwards. So even though they're not here, community can hear what we say. I don't particularly object to single ward council awards. I think to single council awards. I think government's clearly said it wants councils to be more directly accountable to their local communities, and I think that's a very good idea. I certainly support councillor, improved councillor training and rules of conduct. I'm not supporting the submission because I don't think that we should be so vehemently against individual council awards. Before I became a councillor here, I was a councillor at City of Greater Geelong as a single councillor, and that worked fine. It was a mixed rural and city ward, and I think that the, you know, the inquiry into the City of Greater Geelong attributed a whole lot of ills to the single council award structure, but I suspect there's something much deeper than that going on in the City of Greater Geelong that there was, and I don't know that it can be attributed necessarily to the structure of the ward. I think the key problem with the Local Government Act, and this is a really missed opportunity for us to say so, is that the role of the councillor isn't properly defined. So the Local Government Act does not recognise, currently explicitly recognise, the representative role of the councillor. So we have a community out there that thinks they elect councillors to facilitate their interaction with the organisation and to you know, support their communication and sort of follow up on things for them. And we actually have a system where the administrators of this council and other councils can and often do say, that's not your business, get out of it. And so people in the community kind of say, well, what is your role as a councillor? Is it simply to sit around here once a month or occasionally twice a month and actually, you know, make decisions as part of a group? Is that the only representative role you have? Or do you have a representative role on behalf of your community as well? I would say the latter, very clearly. And but it's very, you know, the difficulty in making councillors accountable for that is that if the Act doesn't specify it, what can they be judged against by their community? And also, if the Act doesn't specify it and there's barriers put in their way to doing it in the organisation, then how can they be accountable to their community as a representative councillor? So I think that's a really big missed opportunity. I've personally put a submission into the Act already, to the Bill already, in relation to occupational health and safety, because I think that's a typical example of that issue. Move for an extension of time.
No, you've got another 30 seconds.
That's a typical a problem where councillors are supposedly responsible for governance of occupational health and safety, but in practical terms they're not allowed to ask for operational information, and they're told if they observe any issues to go to the info at Surf Coast Line and put them in like any member of the community. There's a real mismatch in expectations, our ability to comply with community expectations, and our ability to do what the community basically expects of us. So I think single ward councillors is not the problem, and I don't have a problem with single ward councillors. I'm sure it's not beyond our ability to define a structure for this shire that actually...
I'll get you to finish up soon, Councillor Wellington. Thank you very quickly.
So I think that we do have that ability to do that, and I don't think it's the main issue. I think it's really a diversion from the main issue, which is the role of the councillor, which needs to be better defined. Before I finish, can I also extend my welcome to Councillor McIntosh as my fellow ward councillor? McIntyre, beg your pardon. I very much look forward to working with you.
Thank you, Councillor Wellington. Would anyone else like to speak on this item? No. Councillor Smith, would you like to close?
Yes. Look, I think important issues that are actually included in this document, and whilst we do have items there that we might disagree with, I'm pleased to hear that Councillor Wellington is making her own submissions. The community is able to make their own submissions, and we as councillors can actually do that ourselves. So it's something that is important, and obviously will or won't be listened to. But you know, we actually have discussed as a group around the single member wards, and it's not our role necessarily to second guess the commission, but we all will have difference of opinion, and I think the representation that I give to our community across the Anglesey ward is better done across with two people, and I think we actually can benefit from that sort of a structure. So I commend this motion.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. I'll now put the motion. All those in favour? All those against? The motion is carried. Thank you. As there is no other further items, I now declare this meeting closed at 12:11. Thank you very much. Thank you, councillors, for making the effort to get here.